Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, if you're not from Rock Hill, you need to pay a lot of attention to this program, because coming up this weekend, starting latter part of this week, is an event that has just grown by leaps and bounds and leaps and bounds. It's called Christmasville. And who would have ever thunked it when this thing started that it would morph into what it's become now? And we have with us the chair and the co-chair, Allison Cleveland and Alice Davis. Ladies,
hello.
How are you?
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Merry Christmasville.
Merry Christmasville. Okay, so we know that there's lots of new people that come into this community every day. Every day.
Every day.
So I always like to take a minute to introduce people. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody a little bit about Allison, and then we'll flip around over here to Alice.
All righty. Yeah, we're the A-team over here. Oh. So I'm going to say I'm a local. I've actually lived here since I've been married, so 15 years, but grew up in Chester. So a little bit of an implant, a little bit of a local, depending on how you look at it. But I work with Visit York County. So, of course, being part of the festival is huge because the economic impact and all the visitors that we get to welcome. But I also have, in addition to my husband, I've got a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old who love Christmas. So it's a great thing to be able to do with them.
And they're featured on this year's rendition of the 2022 Christmasville commercials.
Well, one of them is. I have one that's a ham and one that's shy. So Ethan, he's in the spotlight.
Okay, Alice, tell them everybody about you.
Well, I'm Alice Davis. I've been here since I was born, and I work at Williams & Fudge with our family. And we, having hundreds of employees, like to do things in the community that help to support them. So Christmasville is definitely one of those things, because it gives a ton of free activities for people to get out and about throughout the weekend. And so I'm involved in Christmasville, one of the many things that I do to try to just be a part of our community.
Well, I'll tell you what, even bigger part of the community. Coming up, what is it, the day 13th? 13th of December, 15th of December? The one and only bike and trike run.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing called Toys for Happiness. We'll get into that later. So when you say free events,
yes.
One thing that I want to make sure that we throw in here, free doesn't happen just like out of pixie dust out of the sky. It happens because you got a lot of people who are donating time, a lot of sponsors who are writing checks. And that's what makes this thing work.
We have 100 sponsors this year.
The most ever. The most ever. Everybody just is in the mood for Christmas, in the Christmas spirit and the magic of it, that we're able to get them, you know, engaged and participating because they know what a big deal it is for our community.
Golly dang.
And those range from $500 up to $25,000. And every one of our sponsors plays a big piece in this. There's a lot that they're involved with, a lot that they're able to be a part of, and it just brings the community together having so many of them involved.
Really. And, of course, I think your big presenting sponsor is Piedmont Medical Center.
Yes.
The Reindeer Romp.
Always a popular one. And for those that don't mind getting up a bit early, they start up early, and there is a race prior to the festival officially kicking off. But Piedmont's such a huge supporter, not just from the financial standpoint, but they're also, you know, involved with our board and helping us generate those sponsorship dollars through, you know, working with the community in that sense, too.
Well, the Reindeer Romp. I'll never forget doing some of the Christmasville broadcasts out of what is now the counter. I used to sit there in that front window.
Yep.
And they used to have the start-finish line right there on Main Street. I think they've moved it since because it's so big. And the runners just kept coming and coming. And I said, they're off. and they're off. And wait a minute, they're still off, and they're off. I mean, they just kept coming.
Yeah.
How many people do you think will be running this year?
In all honesty, because that is actually coordinated by Girls on the Run in Piedmont directly, that's not officially a Christmasville event. It's an activity that takes place during the festival, so we can't take credit for all those runners who are there. We can take advantage of them being there and have additional opportunities and things to get them engaged while there, but I honestly don't know, just because we've not been the ones to coordinate it.
And that's one thing to know about Christmasville is there are a lot of events that we do coordinate as the team leaders and the board, but there's a lot of activities going on in the community that we help advertise through Christmasville.
Mm-hmm.
There's many, many churches around doing things and some other events like Girls on the Run.
Yeah.
And
Journey to Bethlehem is a big one at St. John's. You know, that's something that, you know, around COVID didn't happen, and they tend to do it every other year, and we lucked up in having this be one of the years. So, I mean, that's another good example of the community stepping in to provide an activity that those who are here for the festival can enjoy.
But when you tie activities and events together, you got so much to do, you can't run out of anything.
No, you can scroll and scroll some more on the website right now. So we do have a schedule of events on the website, which is just ChristmasvilleRockHill.com. And we've got it kind of broken out by day. So if you don't necessarily know the name of the event, you can at least go and think, well, I'm coming into town on Saturday. What should I do? And then there's like the ticketed events that are broken out, workshops and things of that nature.
We have an app, do we not?
No, we do not.
We do not.
There was one in the past, but websites have gotten to where they are mobile friendly. And in all honesty, we're able to save money in not having the app so that we can apply it to those free amusement rides and things for the community.
Well, if you got a smartphone, all you have to do is put Christmasville.
Exactly.
Christmasville. What is it again?
ChristmasvilleRockHill.com.
.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already seen it. It's
it's a lot.
There's a bunch in there.
I
would suggest to you that you pull that up and spend a few minutes with you with
mm-hmm.
yourself. At home.
Yes.
Before you hit downtown.
Yeah.
Because
it can be overwhelming. I mean, and that's one of the things with me being based out of the visitor center with my day job is, you know, I have the opportunity to interact with those visitors who come in from out of state. And they're like, we know there's a ton of stuff going on, but we're just overwhelmed by the volume of it. What do we do? You know?
But let me back up 10, 12 years ago. And as a young parent walking out to Christmasville, one of the things that I had no idea, and I mean, I've been in Rock Hill a long time, and I've been to kind of around, but I really haven't been out there with kids, and I really didn't go out very much. You can just show up. You can show up at any time. There's stuff going on on the streets. There's things you can go in and out of. You got Santa's workshop coming in, and so there's always stuff that you can do. So you don't have to try to figure out on the app or on the website when to show up for certain things.
Oh, yeah.
You can just show up and just stroll around.
And I will say, too, we at Visit York County at 130 East Main, we will have an information tent set up. So if you show up and you're like, okay, point me in the right direction of where Santa's office is, or we'll have signage and all, too. But we will have that information tent set up and staffed with some of our board members and some of the Visit York County team to make sure people know where they're going and, you know, what to get involved in.
And the walkways are part of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. I was going to say with the walkways, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, the festival itself is 4 days. So starting this Thursday, going through Sunday. But because we do try to drive that traffic into downtown, there are additional events and things that can happen, like the walkways, which are just beautifully decorated, perfect at night, strolling with your family at your own leisure. But this is going to be in place to the end of the year, in addition to like the Founders Holiday Ice Rink through the city, carriage rides the different weekends leading up to Christmas. So there's all kinds of stuff.
Speaking of carriage rides, I heard something this morning. Let's see now. Who is it? Who are the two people? Gary Williams. And who was the other one?
Chip Hutchison.
Chip Hutchison, that's it.
And Skip Tuttle.
And Skip Tuttle. Ah.
It's not carriage, it's trolley.
Trolley, that's correct.
Yep.
And if you want to know the history of Rock Hill and what's going on in Rock Hill.
In 45 minutes,
you need to hook up on that trolley because you're going to hear from the guys who've been involved with this.
Yeah, and that's the special thing that we're doing this year on Friday for Senior Day. And so there's three different times that's running at 9 o'clock.
Four times. 9, 10, 11, and 1. We had to add one because they were so popular.
And several of them are sold out. So if you want to do that, because we have tickets for it, it's a $5 ticket. That's to reserve your place. However, you're going to get to have a happy hour drink at the end of the day that day, either at Dust Off or at Knowledge Perk.
It's a brew of your choice. A brew of
your choice. So you will be on the trolley for 45 minutes with Gary and Chip. And then near the end of it, they're going to pick up Skip Tuttle, and he's going to tell you a little bit about the future. future of University Center and some of the stuff going on. So if you've seen all the building downtown and you want to know what it's all about, this is the way to find it out for sure.
Hi, that's great. I mean, the Hutchison family, I mean, their lineage were the settlers who, I don't know, put up the first tent or something here. They've been here a long, 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 long time. And then, of course, your dad, Gary, has gotten into history of Rock Hill like you can't believe. Look at the old Anderson motor car over there and the buggies and what have you and the work he's done with the cotton factory. Whew. That's a whole other story.
And they're within Lowenstein, so Alice mentioned Senior Day. So it's not just those historic tours. It's a whole planned day for the active adult community, just because there's not as much foot traffic and kids running wild and whatnot. So on Friday, officially, from 9 a.m.
I don't know why you keep looking at me at this.
You're just in front of me, that's all. Yes, you're an active adult.
Thank you.
So from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday, it's intentional programming for the active adults. So there's an expo with different vendors and booths set up for just some general health information and ways to get engaged, as well as workshops, those tours within the Lowenstein building. Jim Shore is going to be here and doing a brunch.
Oh, he's right.
He is great, and he'll have some of his stuff that they will sell on site. But if you are a fan of Jim Shore, as I am, bring your stuff from home and he'll autograph it too, up to two items.
There'll be handbells playing that day as well.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know Jim Shore, just look at any Disney character.
Yep.
That has been replicated in a store. He's the guy who's done it for Disney.
Yeah, he's in Disney.
And he lives right here. And he lives right up here, right here in York County.
He's coming, I think, to us directly from Disney, if I'm not mistaken.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Probably the Disney corporate jet will bring him in and land him at the Rock Hill York County Airport.
You mentioned the carriage rides, though, but the carriage rides are going to have a little bit of history tied to them as well, so don't miss those, and that is something you do have to get a ticket to. So we talked about it's free. Most of it's free, but there's a couple things that you do have to get tickets to because the cost is that much more.
So to get your tickets for any of this stuff, do it on the website. Is that
right? The easiest way to get to it is just from that ChristmasvilleRockHill.com. And then from that, you've got that little hyperlink to the ticketed events, and that takes folks to Eventbrite. And that's where it has all that information, where you can pick your time slot. I believe it's six people per carriage, and they're in like 30-minute increments. But it's going to kind of, it starts there off of Charlotte, if I'm not mistaken, Charlotte or Oakland, and then goes down around to the White Home and the fountain in the back around. So it's a pretty good little trip around Christmasville.
All right, so how are we going to kick this thing off this year? Where are we going to do it?
Fountain Park.
I can't imagine.
I know. It's the perfect spot. With
absolutely.
I mean, it's beautiful as it is, even you know, pre-Christmas and post-Christmas, but with additional lighting, it's just amazing. So this Thursday, 6 p.m., we actually backed it up a little bit. It's been 6:30 past few years. We're starting a little bit earlier, getting those kiddos home, and actually so they have time to go to Cookies and Cocoa with Santa afterwards, but we can talk about that in a second, too. But it will be at 6 p.m., Fountain Park. That is officially Santa's arrival. So the Rockettes will be there from Winthrop doing all their performances with their high kicks and festive music and everything. The gnomes will be around. This year's theme is Let Your Heart Be Light, so we're tying that in to the opening ceremony as well.
And let us not forget, this all got started, and you're wearing the magical badge right there.
Yes.
For those who are new to Rock Hill, there's a guy who used to hang around here by the name of Vernon Grant. And most people recognize him as Mr. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. He's the guy who came up with that image. It was all over all the cereal boxes forever and ever. I don't know, is it still on there? Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
They are. It's a variation. It's a variation.
Well, he also was quite an illustrator. And he did all kinds of Santa Clauses that were on national publications. And so tell me how this got on you.
Yeah, so there's officially a People's Choice competition each year. So the festival chair gets to select 12 images of those Santa images of Vernon Grant's from the vault. And those are on display at the Center for the Arts, where individuals can come by to vote on their favorite. And then that illustration is then used as the logo the next year. So the guy that I'm wearing is the classy Santa, is what he's known as, in the white suit versus the traditional red. So now for next year, whichever one is receives the highest number of votes will be used in 2023.
So make sure to go check those out and pick your vote.
But I want to also focus in, while we're doing all of this, we have this great big mural that has been painted on the side of the Main Street Library. It's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. As a matter of fact, I have the artist coming on the show this week sometime.
Yep.
Tell me about this and how it's tying in with Christmasville.
Well, and it's interesting because Alice and I both also have ties back to Come See Me Festival. That's actually when I moved back here. That's how I got to know most of the people I know today, is by serving as a volunteer through Come See Me. And the same reason, you know, Verna Grant not only drew and illustrated Santas, but gnomes and frogs. So just with that connection, and I mean, just having that, and I have no idea where, here's where I was going. Sorry, my head is all over the place.
Can you tell this lady's excited?
I'm so excited. But no, the mural and the fact that it does include all of those things. It's literally a glimpse into the world of Vernon Grant. So on one side you have more of the gnomes with Santa, and then you turn the corner and you've got Glenn the Frog and Mother Goose and Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I mean, it is just a whimsical world of what you can imagine his brain was like. So we're getting to feature that. Mother Goose will even be at Christmasville reading some stories to the kids and anybody else who would want to listen in.
So is part of Christmasville a kickoff, I mean, an official dedication of this thing?
There is a formal dedication taking place the Wednesday prior to the festival. So the supporters, and where I was going with it earlier, is both Come See Me, the Come See Me team, as well as the Christmasville team, and the Vernon Grant family and others within the community, the city, the library, have joined forces to make it happen. So there is a formal dedication. You can go today and see the beauty of it, but there will be a formal dedication for the public Wednesday night.
Oh, it really is quite something. I've seen these other murals, and they're all nice, but this one, boom.
It's grand. That's
it is grand.
You're not going to see anything else like that in any other city in the world either.
Part of the Mural Mile.
Part of the Mural Mile, which is a whole other program we're going to do soon. Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, you know where we're doing this program is right here at the historic Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here because the owner wants to take a day off. And the magical formula that brings them in day after day after day is in the white letters. Together, we will do it at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2? You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Allison Cleveland, who is the Christmasville Chair this year, and her able-bodied Vice Chair, Alice Davis, is with us. I want to talk a little bit more about this team of people you have that are pulling all this together. You call it the A team because we have Alice and Allison here.
Yes.
But there's other A's involved with this?
There's other A's. I mean, our board president is Andrea Cooper. It's actually her second time being the board president. Angie Perry is another just wealth of knowledge and love of the festival and community. And then, of course, Alan Miller. And I kind of call him one of the founding fathers of Christmasville because he does just have so much knowledge as to when it was created and why certain things happened the way they did. And it's nice to have that historical standpoint as well as some of the fresh ideas, too.
And his passion for it.
Passion.
That's definitely there.
For sure.
You think? I always remember a lady by the name of Candy Clapp.
Mm-hmm.
And really, this was her baby.
Was.
And it's just morphed into what it is now.
She came down last year. I actually saw her roaming the streets. And, I mean, I would love to be in her mind, you know, seeing what she sees today and then what it was when it was just a
and you all honored her a couple of years ago with some big whatever it was.
Possibly, yes.
Yes, possibly, yes.
So one of the things with Christmasville that a lot of people don't know is we are a nonprofit. So we're a nonprofit organization that is kind of under the city's umbrella, but it's led primarily by volunteers. So some of that knowledge, like what you just mentioned about with Candy, some of that, you know, may have not been lost necessarily, but lives more in the minds of those who preceded us. So we're really working on trying to have more documentation and historical pieces so that we can remember what's happened, because this is the 17th year of the festival.
Jeez.
A lot has happened. We want to make sure that we, you know, honor it and remember it and grow.
Golly, day 17th year. Where's my life gone? Woo! My God, I had no idea. Okay, this is big old Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
And I know that the Christmasville A team would not miss an opportunity to cash in on Cyber Mondays. What are you doing?
Well, I'll talk about that one. So we have an opportunity. There's two ticketed events that are really more of your kind of elevated events. They happen in the evening versus during the day when there's a lot of kid-friendly activities. One is the Fezziwig Ball, and that's something that's taking place at the White Home where we've got great food, open bar, great band. And then on Monday, we have an event, the Chef's Table Collaboration Dinner with Chef Rob Mazzone from Counter and John Forts from the Flipside Restaurant Cafe Group. And it's going to be spectacular. But for Cyber Monday, we have an offer where you can get two tickets for $150, which is a great savings because we were previously selling those tickets at $125 for Fezziwig and $100 for the Chef event.
Good
so
for you.
Great deal today. Get to that information on our social media, on the website, on Eventbrite. Just Google us and you'll find it.
Christmas Rock Hill.
Christmasville Rock Hill.
Christmasville Rock Hill.
And this is the last day. It's Cyber Monday, but it's the last day you get the tickets too, because we got to have Create's got to get that food ready and done. It's going to be beautiful food. It's going to be just both of them, just wonderful.
Yeah, and
wonderful
don't think
experience.
About it just being a plated dinner. We've all had plated dinner. These are more think about an arch, and from that arch are suspended these orbs or ornaments. There's going to be food in those, and you walk up to it, you grab the ornament off. So, I mean, it's going to be an experience. It's not going to be just sit down and eat.
And you know my passion for the nonprofits in the community. Both of these are helping to support nonprofits, and so depending upon how many people there and money are made, there's money that comes off of it. But one of the biggest things is the Fezziwig Ball is going to highlight historic Rock Hill, which is obviously White Home is a part of that. And then also the Education Foundation, because that's an Old Town nonprofit as well, because it's over at the school district. And then Christmas Wishes is a piece of the Christmasville
in the Chef's Table Collaboration.
Table's doing that. But Christmas Wishes is something that we're able to support those in our community that need a little extra love this year. And so Chef's Table will help to support that. But you can also go online and you can donate and support Christmas Wishes as well.
All right. We pointed out earlier in the program that most of this festival is free.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the rides, a lot of whatever.
Yep.
And that is made possible because...
All of the sponsors.
So I know you got 100. We can't put 100 names out there. Mm-hmm. It's not important to put 100 names out there. But you got some major players mm-hmm. that have been part of this thing since, like, day one.
How much time do we have?
Let's see how well you can do. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, obviously, the one that we've already mentioned, Piedmont Medical yep. Center, is the presenting sponsor.
Been there since day one.
But others who have also been there since day one, Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Williams & Fudge, as well as Comporium. One of those rides is the Ferris wheel. They are the sponsor of the Ferris wheel. So all those rides are free. The Cambria Hotel is one of the newer people on the scene, but they're sponsoring the carousel, so that all those rides are free. So there's a ton of those within the community. And like you said, I mean, we just don't have enough. I mean, Morton & Geddes and, I mean, Vignette, so many others that we could run through.
And there's partners we have as well, like the Arts Council and the Culture and Heritage Museum. Mm-hmm. So those are big partners as long as WRHI and Interstate 107 and et cetera.
The Bridge and all the others.
So a lot of partners go into this. It's funding, it's partnership. Old English District mm-hmm. is a new one that we have this year.
It's something we're doing between Visit York County and the Old English District is we're getting travel writers and social influencers in so they can help us in spreading that word to get more attention on Rock Hill and drive people not just during the festival but throughout the whole year.
Do you have, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here.
Sure, you're
but
not.
Do you have any data that shows what kind of impact this festival has?
There's certainly figures that have been shared previously that, you know, I hate to try to rattle them off right now because since there is so much in my brain, I will probably state something incorrectly, and I don't need to be on record saying something incorrectly. But it is. I mean, the economic impact is huge because it's not just locals who have a community or have a festival to come to. It's bringing people in the hotels. They're staying overnight. They're eating in the restaurants. They're shopping in our shops. So we will hope to share some of that data after this with, you know, whether it's mobile location data or some of those elements that help us figure out where people are coming from and how long they're staying and what that impact is.
And with all this going on in downtown right now, I mean, this festival is going to end up spreading out even more. I mean, once that pedestrian bridge is done over Dave Boulevard and the railroad tracks, woo, look
it
out.
It is. But I do want to mention, I don't think we talked about this earlier, this festival's mission is to bring people to Old Town, to highlight businesses, to get people in restaurants. You know, the hotels aren't necessarily down there. It's good for tourism in that way. But this is an Old Town festival. So that's why you don't see us over at Winthrop or over at BMX or wherever. This is an Old Town thing to be able to get people in businesses. So support the businesses while you're down there.
Yeah, and we've had to get creative with just because there's not as many vacant spaces, which is a good thing, but it also presents a challenge to us in planning events as well. How do we get Santa's workshop or Santa's office or the Gnome Norm or all these great things? So we do have to get creative. We deconstructed some of those so that we've got certain elements in certain places rather than just going into one location. So our goal is to actually drive people throughout the Main Street area and even into some of the businesses who are selling merchandise this year.
Well, let me get to the vendors. You used to have a vendor's market. Mm-hmm. How are you doing that this year?
The vendor's market is going to be in that lot adjacent to Dave Wild there between Main Street and White Street. So it is more of an open air concept versus what was done a couple years back. It works better for multiple reasons. But that, there's about 70 different vendors. Some you're kind of, you know, the craft market vendors with soaps and candles and jewelry and woodworking pieces. And then there's also food vendors, whether it's pastries or pickles. I mean, there's just a variety of things.
Well, ladies, you've worn me out just listening to it. Can't imagine what you're like at the end of the day. You must just go, boom, I'm tired. Thank you for all that you're doing. Allison Cleveland, Chair, Vice Chair, Alice Davis. You guys are great, and that's what makes Rock Hill tick. For all those of you who are new here, drink some more of that water from the Catawba, because that's what happens when you drink enough of it. Everybody gets involved. Okay.
That's right.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, one of the big involved people in everything we do in this town. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. The owner likes to take the seventh day off. I don't know why. He's not broadcasting, obviously. At the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what brings people in here. Are you ready, Dr. Oliver? Okay, we're ready. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio at Christmasville. Bye.